Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dreams.
This Dr. Jazz Hour will present 13 of the many compositions of Dizzy Gillespie, most of them having become jazz standards and recorded many times by instrumentalists and singers. John Birks Gillespie was born in 1917 in Cheraw, South Carolina, the youngest of nine children. His father was a bandleader. He began learning piano at 4 and taught himself to play trombone and trumpet by 12. He attended a music school for black students in North Carolina for 2 years. Gillespie was a member of the bands of Teddy Hill, Cab Calloway, Earl Hines, and Billy Eckstein. He was instrumental in the creation of bebop in the 1940s when he worked with Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, Kenny Clarke, and others. In the late 40s, Gillespie was leading a big band. He hired several Cuban musicians and incorporated Latin rhythms, creating Afro-Cuban jazz. He went on to be one of the greatest figures in jazz history, an innovator, trumpet virtuoso, prolific composer with a zany personality. The nickname Dizzy was bestowed by a fellow trumpeter in 1935 after Gillespie saved him from dying in a gas-filled room. Dizzy passed away in 1993 at age 75. Let's begin with Birks Works, composed by Gillespie in 1957, making reference to his middle name. That same year, altoist Art Pepper recorded it with Miles Davis's rhythm section, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Gillespie titled one Interlude in 1944, and it was recorded by Billy Eckstein's band. In 1961, John Hendricks added lyrics, and it became A Night in Tunisia. June Christie was one of the first to record the new song in 1962 with a big band. Gillespie composed Salt Peanuts in 1942, possibly with the help of Charlie Parker and Kenny Clarke. Drummer Philly Joe Jones recorded Salt Peanuts in 1960 with the quintet.
Thank you. hang above you, aglow with its cool evening light. But shining at night in Tunisia, never does it shine so bright. The stars are aglow in the heavens, but only the wise understand that shining at night in Tunisia, they guide you through the desert sand. Words fail to tell a tale too exotic to be told. Each night's a deeper night in a world ages old. The cares of the day seem to vanish. The ending of day brings release. Each wonderful night in Tunisia, where the nights are filled with peace. Aglow with its cool evening light, but shining at night in Tunisia, never does it shine so bright. The stars are aglow in the heavens, but only the wise understand that shining at night in Tunisia, they guide you through the desert sand. Words fail to tell a tale too exotic to be told. Each night's a deeper night in a world ages old. The cares of the day seem to vanish. The ending of day brings release. Each wonderful night in Tunisia, where the nights are filled with peace.
We are listening to the compositions of Dizzy Gillespie on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Gillespie wrote Con Alma in 1954. Conguero Pancho Sanchez and trumpeter Terrence Blanchard included Con Alma on their Chano and Dizzy album of 2011. One of Gillespie's bebop standards is Groovin' High, written in 1945. Harmonica man Toots Thielemans recorded it in 1994 with a sextet. Tintin Deo is usually attributed to Gillespie, but was actually composed by Chano Pozo, a percussionist with Gillespie's band. Pianist Junior Mance recorded Tintin Deo in 1962 with Ron Carter on bass and Mickey Roker on drums. The jazz standards of Dizzy Gillespie are the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Trumpeter Arturo Sandoval always includes Dizzy Gillespie's works on his albums. In 2012, Sandoval included And Then She Stopped with the Big Band, organ solo by Joey DeFrancesco. Gillespie and Charlie Parker co-wrote Anthropology during their bebop years. Trumpeter Fats Navarro recorded it with the Tad Dameron Quintet in 1948. Gillespie paid homage to Woody Herman in 1942 when he composed Woody and You. The Miles Davis Quintet did it in 1956 on their Relaxin' album. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's begin this last set of Dizzy Gillespie standards with Ow, written in 1947. Bob Dureau scat sang Ow in 1956. Vibraphonist Cal Chater recorded Guachi Guaro in 1964, written by Gillespie and Chano Pozzo in 1948. Arturo Sandoval included Gillespie's Bebop on his Latin Train album of 1995. And lastly, pianist Sonny Clark will play Two Bass Hit in 1957 with Paul Chambers on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums.
Scope, scope, a dope, a sob, there, boy. Scope, scope, a dope, a sob, and dog, boy. Squeed up, squid in your dozen. Squeed up, squid in your dozen. Squeed up, squid in your dozen. Squid da papa, so be rope, so be do bow. Soup, so be do ba, soup, sweet up, dap, dap, a sob, a day, boy. Scoot to basso, sue ya da basso, for sofa to basso, say for soup, but that suits it up for sweet up a soap, but all your daughter is off for soup, but all for soap and sweet pop. Soap a soap, but two patu, be sap, sod. Scoot ya da basso, ya da basso, so ya da, but to the papa, so you do from soap, but dope. Scap a dope, a tea, but up, but two bets, two pass up, but sue ya dope, say, but two bit up. Scotty Patuia da Paso, but to be sweet, open see your topa sabato be so. Scooty papa sufis what? Sweet da papa, softy bada basufis, sweet up, sweet up, sweet up.
Watch it,
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.